Well, for those of you who came today expecting Larry to be preaching today, he asked me to do it. I'm assuming they went on vacation somewhere that can't be completed. And for those of you who don't know me, I actually have preached before, but I am kind of known as getting emotional. So if I start to cry, just don't worry about it. I'll get myself gathered and I'll go on. I struggled with this message because it's probably something you've heard 100,000 times, and all week Satan kept saying, you know, you don't need to be telling them this, they know this. But at the same time, I heard Jesus, or God, come to my heart and say, the simplest things is the things we don't get. The simplest things, the things that we need to do in order to be Christians, to live a life that He expects for us, is the things we don't get. Salvation is one of the most simplest things anybody can see, but we try to put so much into it. We try to make so many different things about it. We try to make it out of words. We try to say that you need to do this, you need to do that. And all we need to do is just ask God into our hearts. That's all salvation is to ask Him for forgiveness and tell Him we're sorry for the things we've done. Well, I think we come in every day, every time we come to this church, and we look up here and we see a picture over here on the wall. And it's a simple picture. It's just Jesus knocking on the door. Nothing fancy. Nothing. None of these amazing miracles that He performed. It's just Him knocking on the door. And I guess if it was a title to the message this morning, it's just be listening to the knock. I'll be reading out of Revelations. Passage you've probably heard, like I said, 100 times. And if you want to read along with me, I'm just going to start. It's chapter 3. And we'll start at verse 19, and I'll read through 22. And when you find it, say amen. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Come into Him. Oh, I missed. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him, and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh life, grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He was talking here in the Laodiceans, and I'm not going to go into the big history of the churches and the people he talked to, because that's not the purpose of the message. But the Laodiceans were a church that relished their wealth. They enjoyed the fact that they had a lot of money. It was a community that was wealthy. They enjoyed the fact that they could go get whatever they wanted. And that's what they worshipped and loved. They loved the fact that they had wealth. The one thing they didn't have was the one thing Christ or Jesus was asking them to do. They weren't willing to sacrifice the things they had in order to serve Him. They weren't willing to just let Him into their hearts so that they could do the things that He wanted them to do. All the wealth in the world doesn't get you to heaven. I mean, there's people that think that, but it doesn't. There's not an amount of money or amount of effort, time, things you do, there's nothing that's going to get you into heaven with Jesus Christ. And they were so concerned about the money that they had that they weren't even listening to the knock on their heart's door. They couldn't hear it because they were too busy worrying about the other things of the world. Jesus was just asking them to open their heart. That's not that hard. We open our hearts every day. We've got children. We've got family members. We've got loved ones that we care about. But we open our hearts to. We'll go to them. We'll take them flowers. We'll take them food. God, Jesus just wants us to open our heart. How hard is that? Just a simple knock. That's all we have to listen for. And He'll open our heart. We'll open the heart. He'll come in. He'll sup with us. And it's amazing the things you can accomplish when you have Christ in your heart and in your life. You may never be wealthy. You may never be able to go and buy a car or just pay cash for it. But let me tell you something. The peace and the joy that you can have just knowing how close Christ is to you. It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling. And unfortunately, us as Christians don't get to feel that very often. Because we're too busy with the things of this world. We're too busy with being consumed with the fact that we need money, with with worrying and feeling bad about it for ourselves, about, oh, how could God give this person $1 million and I've only got $10 in my pocket? We're so busy worrying about everything else, we can't hear a quiet, just subtle little knock. He's not beating on you. And it can be anything. It can be a little tug on your heart saying, you know, you need to go talk to the person, your neighbor. You need to talk to them. They need you to go talk to them. It could be taking someone food. It could be, you know, go to a church. Spend time in church. Enjoy the meeting. Open your heart and let whatever is being said touch your heart. Now, I'm not the best orator in the world. I'll admit that. And I don't have, there's nothing about me that makes me being able to deserve to be up here. Other than Christ came into my heart and said, you need to do this. And I'm scared. You can hear my knees knocking from. But the fact of the matter is, when you do what God asks you to do, there's no other feeling like that in the world. There's not a feeling like that in the world. But like I said, God doesn't, Jesus isn't going to beat you down. He's not going to come in and knock your door down. He could if he wanted to. But he doesn't want to do that. He wants you to let him in. Christ is just like everybody else. He wants you to be his friend. He doesn't want you to come to him because you just think you have to. He wants you to do it because you want to be with him. The question is, how do we hear that subtle knock? How can we hear it? With all the things going on in our lives and the sickness and the evilness around us, how do we hear it? Well, the first way is through prayer. Praying and getting your heart right so that it can be open. You can't open a creaky door. The hinges may stick. But if you pray and he oils it up for you, you can open up pretty easy. The second way is the things that we face in our lives. Sometimes we tend to face it like human beings would face it, with fear and hate and all those things that come up. Christ wants us to face everything with love. He wants us to be able to, if someone, and this is a hard thing to do, and I know it is, but Christ wants you to love your worst enemy. And the reason he wants you to love him, because he loves everybody. He expects you to do what he does. And the last thing, it just came to me, because, you know, I deal with the kids downstairs, and we have a youth group. Kids are so easy to get over stuff. They can be beaten the head with a rock, and the next day they're friends with the same person, just threw a rock at them. If we would be willing to be as forgiving as children are, and we're supposed to be the adults and tell kids how to live, but to be honest, if you watch kids, they can tell us a lot of things how we need to be. We need to forgive. Forget things. Don't harbor them. Don't let them set in your heart. Forgive, and forget them. And that is hard for us to do. And I know that. I'm just as bad as anybody else. Somebody does something bad to me, I don't forget real easily. But that's what we're supposed to do. That's Christ-like. Because if we don't have our hearts right, if we don't have the love in our hearts that we need to have, we're not going to open that door. And that's what he wants us to do. So why do we even want to do that? I mean, if we open our heart's door, that means God's asking us to do something, right? Are we supposed to just give up everything else and do it? Yeah, you are. If Christ asks you to do something, if Jesus asks you to do something, yeah, you need to do it. And the reason being is, it's not always going to be easy. Let me tell you something. If you start doing what God wants you to do, Satan's going to be in your back even more. It's not going to be easy. He's going to fight you. Heck, this morning, just trying to print this off, I can get the printer to work this morning. So he'll fight you if you try to do something for him. He will. And he'll fight you, and the more you do, the more he'll fight, but the more you'll get, God will get glory out of it, the better you'll feel. Even after having to deal with the fact of dealing with Satan. There's a lot of things God wants us to be, a lot of things God wants us to do, and we are so eager not to submit to what He wants us to do. I mean, there could be people in this church right now that have great things planned for their lives, but if you don't open the heart's door, if you don't let Christ in and let Him tell you what you need to do, you'll never get there. You're not going to do it on your own. I've tried doing things on my own. More than like, often it fails if I try to do it on my own. And the other thing is, when you serve God, when you're truly serving God, and I mean as a whole, I'm talking about everybody in this church is a Christian, every member, if you're serving God as a whole, it's amazing what could happen in this church. It's amazing if we all opened our heart's door to a subtle little knock and we said, God, come in, we'll do whatever you need us to do. It would be amazing what would happen in this church. It may never be full to the rim. That's not what I'm saying. Because numbers isn't always the most important thing when it comes to a church. It's the spirit in the church. It's how you feel. It's knowing that you can come there no matter what happens the rest of the week. You can come to church on that Sunday or that Wednesday night and you feel safe. You're home. We've got homes that we go to every day. Let's be honest about it. For a Christian, this is our home right now. Till we get to heaven, this is where we come to worship Him. This is where we come to be with Him. Not the things of the world. We shouldn't drag those things in church. This is about Him and Him only. And if we all are in one accord and in one fashion worshiping and serving God, it would be amazing what this church could accomplish. The people that would touch. You don't always know. That's one thing I think people get hung up on. You don't always know when you've touched someone. You may never know that you've touched their heart. But if God tells you to do something, and that can be the most simplest of things, He can just tell you to say hi to them today. And smile. Be friendly. Because it just amazes me sometimes. Just the fact that my dad taught me to open doors for women. And you open a door for a woman, they look at you like you're crazy. But that's what Dad told me to do. And that's what God is expecting us to do, is open our door. Open our heart's door. There's a lot of things that can happen if we're not willing to do that. And none of them are good. If you're not willing to open your heart's door and serve God, if you're not willing to let Him into your heart, your Christian life may fall apart. And for a Christian, what could be more devastating than that? Than to not have a witness anymore. To not see others that can look at you and say, he's got something or she's got something different than I want. And if you don't open your heart's door, you're not willing to do that, all that stuff could be destroyed. You could be good one day, but if you do something the next and you're not listening to God, what He's telling you to do, you could destroy everything you worked for the day before, everything that God gave you the day before to set that person up to get them in church, an unkind word, a hateful look. Now, I know we're not always able to control our looks and the way we talk and everything, but we're supposed to try. We're supposed to make an effort. And the blessings that we miss out on every day, the blessings we miss out on simply because we're not willing and able to listen to that subtle little knock. There's another thing too. If you don't listen to the subtleness of God, He can do something pretty drastic to get your attention. It can put you on your back. You can have to look at Him every day thinking, what did I not do for you, God? He could take the joy of your salvation from you. You may not want to go to church anymore. You may not feel that joy, that love, or that peace that you had. You don't lose your salvation, but I truly believe you can lose your joy. My dad always used to tell a story. My dad was a preacher now, but he used to be a deacon of a church for a lot of years. And they would go out and talk to people. And he said this one gentleman would always come to him, and Dad had talked to him before. This guy would always come to Dad and say, you know, I would have loved for God to touch my heart one more time so that I could be saved. He said he did, and I didn't listen. And now I don't hear that voice anymore. I don't hear that sudden knock. Well, the same thing can happen for a Christian. You may not hear that sudden knock anymore. And all those blessings that you could have had, you're not going to get them now. That's, to me, that's pretty devastating. To think that I'm missing out on the blessings of God because I'm not willing to take 2 seconds to open my heart door. And that's how it would take. The thing about it is that after I read this passage, I started to think about it a little bit. Should we even need to open the door? Shouldn't it be open all the time? Shouldn't it be always prepared for Christ? Shouldn't it be always ready to do what God wants us to do? He shouldn't need to knock on our door for us to do His work. We should want to do it. I told Brooke that I'm not a very long speaker. I've always kind of had the idea that you say what you need to say, God gives you what you want, and then it's over. You don't need to say anything else because you've done what He wanted you to do. If you take nothing else from today, I just want you to remember one thing. And if you come in church and look at that picture, just think about this. What blessing did I miss out on today because I didn't open my heart? Did God ask me to do something today and I just was too busy to listen? Did I not hear it? Because I think if we're willing and ready to serve God, if we're willing and ready to do the things God would have us do, we'll hear it. We'll hear the knock. We'll understand what He wants us to do. Because He'll tell us. He's not going to send you out without blindness. He's going to let you know what He wants you to do. And He'll prepare your way before you ever get there. Go talk to that one person that you think is just the most hateful person in the neighborhood. Let me tell you, God softened his heart. If He asks you to go, He's waiting ready for you. But if you take nothing else with you today, just remember that. And you don't even need to look at that picture to remember that. All you need to do is when you wake up in the morning, you go to bed at night, say, God, make me willing to open that door. Make me able to open the door.